Have you ever noticed how some days you feel brilliantly connected to everything around you, while other days you feel dense and disconnected? This isn't random. It's a reflection of your personal vibration. We're not just physical beings moving through a material world. We're vibrational entities in a universe made of energy. As the world accelerates energetically, we're experiencing a profound shift from the information age to what might be called the intuition age, where our increasing sensitivity to energy becomes our greatest asset rather than a burden. This transformation isn't just philosophical, it's changing how reality functions at fundamental levels. Many of us experience emotional volatility, energy-draining relationships, or overwhelming stimulation without recognizing these as symptoms of our evolving sensitivity. What seems like breakdown is actually breakthrough, the necessary dismantling of outdated structures, making way for something far more expansive and authentic. When we understand the vibrational nature of reality, we can navigate life's challenges with greater ease. By finding our home frequency, our soul's natural vibration, we discover a stable center from which to experience the world. From this centered place, we develop natural telepathy, empathy, and intuitive knowing that transforms our relationships and our experience of life itself.
Einstein's E equals mc squared proved matter is condensed energy, while quantum physics shows subatomic particles exist as both particles and waves. We exist within an electromagnetic spectrum of 81 octaves, from radio waves to gamma rays, mostly beyond our perception. Our bodies operate across multiple vibrational frequencies, from slow rhythms like breathing and heartbeat to rapid oscillations in brain activity, cellular processes, molecules, and quantum particles. This spectrum progresses from low to high frequency, becoming pure energy and consciousness. Our brains produce four electrical wave types: beta during alertness, alpha in relaxed creativity, theta in intuitive states, and delta in deep healing. Beta waves create linear thinking, while slower waves access deeper consciousness. Magnetite crystals in our brains interact with Earth's magnetic fields, similar to whale navigation. Earth's base frequency has risen while its magnetic field weakens, changes potentially connected to human consciousness evolution. As we evolve, we can perceive these invisible energetic fields, detect subtle influences, and work with vibrations intentionally, representing humanity's emerging capabilities. We are all born vibrationally sensitive, attuning to others from our earliest moments, even as embryos responding to our mother's heartbeat. Newborns communicate through heart-to-heart exchanges with caregivers, showing natural empathy when reacting to others' distress. While research identifies 15 to 20% as highly sensitive, we all possess this innate capacity but express it differently. Our culture's analytical focus and early emotional wounds often suppress these natural empathic abilities. From birth, we navigate through feeling. When our love meets empathy, our reality is validated. When met with fear or rejection, we adapt by matching others' limitations, mistaking compliance for love. These adaptations become ingrained patterns in our bodies and expression. Unhealthy responses typically manifest as either flight, numbing through addictions, or fight, projecting blame, both avoiding emotional processing. As our world's vibrational frequency increases, these protective patterns surface for healing. The more we've adapted to conditional love, the more overwhelming today's stimulation feels. Transformation requires recognizing these patterns and developing healthier responses with self-compassion. Negative vibrations create downward spirals, attracting more negative experiences that obscure our unlimited potential. We get trapped by holding on to completed growth cycles, underutilizing gifts, past traumas, fixating on lacks, overinvesting in others' lives, clinging to identities, and depleting ourselves through negativity. Yet, we're all progressing toward knowing ourselves as soul. As vibrations rise personally and planetarily, we're clearing blocks faster, Healing happens by choosing soul reality over past wounds. As vibrational beings, we must blend with changing energies through choice rather than control. We can expand into our soul's high vibrations or contract into suffering's low frequencies. When stuck, pause and allow natural flow to guide you. Move through cycles of doing and being, embracing life's transitions. The most pivotal moments come when releasing what no longer serves us. Your home frequency is your soul's natural vibration of love, truth, abundance, and joy. When aligned with this energy, your life fills with luck, meaning, and enjoyment. As unhealthy patterns dissolve, life may become chaotic. Your old reality might crumble as your soul emerges, affecting relationships and identity. Don't retreat. Your soul is guiding you toward transformation. Finding your home frequency marks the turning point. What feels like emptiness is actually wholeness returning. When overwhelmed, pause, quiet your mind, and fully inhabit your body. That's home. This process may repeat before your new soul-based reality stabilizes. Choose spaciousness over negative patterns to find peace. Your home frequency lives in your body, particularly your heart, whose electromagnetic field is 60 times stronger than the brain's. While negative emotions create erratic rhythms, positive ones produce coherent patterns that enhance bodily systems and emotional balance. As you reconnect with your home frequency, you develop conscious sensitivity, the ability to instantly perceive subtle information. This heightened awareness enhances physical and emotional sensations while making synchronicity, telepathy, and direct knowing natural. Feeling into becomes your way of engaging, using sensitivity to merge briefly with objects, people, and situations to understand them through osmosis. Your body acts as a tuning fork, registering information through matching vibrations, while your home frequency helps decode it. When you release preconceptions and feel into something, extraordinary insights emerge. You can access others' needs directly by temporarily adopting their perspective. Feel into a plant to sense its thirst, or into your pet to know when it needs exercise. This knowing transcends intellectual analysis. Your sensitivity distinguishes truth from deception through physical signals. Truth feels expansive with rising energy and lightness, while anxiety manifests as contraction, tightness, and heaviness. In the unified field, our bodies register both personal and collective experiences, making distance and time irrelevant. Your world manifests as an extension of your personal vibration, a blend of your soul's frequency and your blockages. These emerge as challenges offering life lessons, while your mind and feelings either block or facilitate your soul's intentions. Materialization begins with noticing an idea. Through focused attention, it gains density as it moves from thought into form. Rather than attracting something external, the idea resonates through your vibration until manifesting. Creation occurs collaboratively with other souls, particles, and the divine. Clear intentions naturally draw aligned souls who support mutual growth, working in harmony rather than competition. In the intuition age, perception leads manifestation. Embody high frequency to create a high frequency world. When facing obstacles, focus on which aspect needs attention rather than doubting yourself. Your transformation reveals your evolution from physical identity to experiencing yourself as interconnected fields of awareness. By clearing blockages, you uncover your true essence of light and love. The path forward lies in aligning with your soul's natural frequency, not through analysis or control. This alignment transforms your world, healing relationships and unleashing creativity, revealing enlightenment as your natural state.